Great Scott!
Are you a sports fan who loves to have a good laugh?
Oh, yeah!
Then you're in the right place.
I'm going to make him an offer again.
Life moves pretty fast.
The Patriots win the
Welcome
Super Bowl!
Welcome to the Man Cave Chronicles.
Twelve teams live in the dream. The 11 best games of the year to crown one champion. Off we go with the playoffs. And Niall Davis will bring it out from six deep. Davis across the 50. Davis is gone! Niall Davis starts the playoffs with a bang! 106 yards, touchdown Chiefs!
That's one way to shut the crowd out.
Hoyer fires, that ball's intercepted.
That ball may have slipped right out of Hoyer's hand. Yeah.
Underneath, he threw a pick in the red zone. It's intercepted, interception. A playoff shutout for Andy Reid and the Chiefs, 30-0.
From the gun, Roethlisberger, end zone bound.
Hey everybody, welcome to special edition fantasy football. Today I have Joseph Robert, a.k.a. the Counselor. Joe, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for having me on the show.
No problem. So why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Great, man. Well, I just started getting into fantasy about 10 years ago, and I'm really passionate about it. And I decided to start an Instagram account, and I started video blogging, and it kind of blew up from there. I started off with a fantasy frame, which is a custom sports frame. And basically, you put your team in there and your sports card, and it was kind of like a league prize to replace trophies. And then I realized, you know, I don't want to just sell frames and stuff like that. I want to actually talk fantasy football. So I started blogging on Instagram. It blew up and started my own podcast, the No Fluff Fantasy Football Counselor podcast, which is taking off now. And I'm super excited, man. Just super passionate about fantasy and been delivering great content from what I'm being told.
Yeah. I've seen on Instagram, I've been following you on Instagram for a while, and, you know, you're pushing out Instagram stories and videos, like, you know, at least once a day.
Right. And with social media, you got to stay on top of that. You really do. And to reach the top, and I do have the top Instagram account in regards to fantasy football. I'm the biggest influencer in regards to fantasy football on Instagram. I'm proud to say that. But yeah, it's not easy. I mean, you got to stay persistent. You got to be on it every day.
Yeah. Well, how much research do you do every day for football?
10 hours a day. Some people don't believe me, but I'm telling you, I'm obsessed. And I'm not. It doesn't mean I'm sitting down actually analyzing stats. That's kind of boring. But I've always got the news on. I've got, you know, the feeds coming in to me, the alerts, I would say, coming into me every day, and studying, analyzing, researching, talking about it, networking about it, you know, getting on podcasts. It's over 10 hours a day. I'm living and breathing this stuff. Fantasy's become reality for me.
Yeah. Do you mess around with DFS also?
Yes, definitely. A little bit of DraftKings, FanDuel, whatever I can. I don't go too crazy on it because, you know, it's just like one of those players breaks out and they, you know, kind of ruin everything. So you pick your best lineup, but then let's just say one of your players does terribly and then the guy on the other team's has a breakout year, you know, get a guy that's low on the budget and then he just kind of breaks out and he kind of screws everything. It's tough. DFS is tough. No matter how much you know, it's gambling.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, every Sunday I play at least, you know, 20, 30 bucks just to mess around with it. There's been times where I have had one player screw up my whole game.
Yeah. I'm actually coming up with a solution. If you guys follow my stuff, there's a lot of cool stuff coming up at Fantasy Football Council on Instagram. I'm gonna try to beat the system with a couple cool ideas. I'm gonna be creating a mastermind group and a bunch of other cool stuff because a lot of people play DFS and they go in blind. You know, they pick the best lineup, but you know you're kind of at a disadvantage every week. I'm gonna make sure that you know we go in fully prepared for DFS. I'm coming up with some sort of solution to win more money.
All right, so let's talk about the fantasy football 2017 drafts. How to give us some input. How should I have my draft. I have a couple drafts coming up. I have one next weekend, and I have two the weekend after. How should we prepare for that?
Oh, man. There's so much going on with drafting right now, including, I think, official draft day is August 26th. Now, I did an alternate draft prep episode a couple weeks ago on my podcast. You can check that out to start. I mean, how to prepare for a draft, you got to be researching. I recommend, first and foremost, do a lot of mock drafts. So you need to be on these top sites doing mock drafts. And the main reason to do that is because you get to be familiar with when players are going at certain times. So let's just say you really want Todd Gurley in the second round. You know that he's going to go early second round. You kind of feel that out so you don't miss on those players. So doing mock drafts. And another thing, studying depth charts. I always do that. You always want to study depth charts, know where players are, and you always want to try to grab people obviously on the top of their depth chart. And you also, I came up with something called the Cuddy system. Have you heard of it yet?
What is it called?
The Cuddy system, C-U-D-D-Y. I trademarked it.
No, what is it?
All right, this is a simple tip to help you guys dominate when you're drafting. Before you put somebody on your roster, I run this through my head. Now, you might want to get a pen on this one. It's super cool. It's called the Cuddy Edge, I call it, the Cuddy system. So C stands for consistency. When I'm drafting a player, make sure they're consistent. I'm not just talking year in, year out. Go back and look at last year. How were they game in, game out? Game in, game out. Were they consistent? Guy like Jay Ajayi, not that consistent over the past couple of years, right? He had a couple big breakout games, but not that consistent. So you want to kind of, you know, be cautious when you're drafting a player like Ajayi, right? You want that consistency. So obviously, I mean, it's pretty obvious, David Johnson, but there is a lot of other players that have been consistent throughout the years, even Devontae Freeman. Really consistent numbers the past couple of years, over 1,000 rushing yards if you look at his stats, over 10 touchdowns. So consistency. The U stands for upside, and that goes, we can go talk about that all day. The D stands for depth charts, so make sure they're on higher on the depth chart. The other D stands for durability, and the Y stands for youth. I like players that are young, coming into the league fresh and hungry. In other words, I draft a guy like Dalvin Cook over a guy like Adrian Peterson.
Yeah. And what's the reason behind that? Like, what do you see in him?
Well, with Dalvin Cook particularly?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the guy runs, he catches, he studies college tape on the guy. He looks like a dynamic playmaker. He's hungry, he's young. I mean, I think he's in a great position to succeed with Minnesota. I mean, there's a questionable O-line there, and people talk about it, but I think he'll be just fine. Yeah. Great player.
Yeah. ESPN has him ranked 17 on the draft board.
Yeah, I mean, I take him as soon as you can. Secure your solid running back one, get your RB running back one, get a solid wide receiver, and then, you know, I would say even as early as the fourth round for Dalvin Cook if you can grab him.
Yeah. Is he like your? Do you think he's like a sleeper guy that people are gonna let him go by to make him wait till the fourth round?
I don't know. Some people are smart. They're starting to scoop him up early. You know, in training camp, I'm hearing he's doing well. He's moved his way up the depth chart. So people are trying to grab him a little earlier. So don't sleep on Dalvin Cook for sure.
Yeah. All right. So I have your rankings on the computer, and I also have ESPN's rankings. So let's just start with just a few names for quarterbacks. Like, all right, if you had the first pick right now, who would you take?
David Johnson still. I mean, that's pretty much general consensus across the board.
Yeah. And if you can't, and when it comes back, who would you take second pick?
Depends on who's available. I really don't like going first. I'm going more near the end of the first round,
that's
but
how I am too.
Coming back depends on who's available. I mean, there's going to be, I'm going to want to secure a solid running back. I'm hoping and praying, and I don't think he's going to be available, but I'm really high on Michael Thomas. I don't think I'm going to see him coming back if I'm first round pick, but I'm really high on Michael Thomas. If not, you're going to probably get a receiver like Doug Baldwin coming back, which is great. Or maybe if you're really lucky, I don't think it's going to happen, but T.Y. Hilton. But yeah, I'm definitely going to try to secure the best wide receiver on the board.
The Man Cave Chronicles on Twitter at the MCC Podcast. We'll be right back.
Roto RotoWear.com.
RotoWear.
Big shout out to the RotoWear company.
It's so goddamn comfortable.
Can't recommend them enough, man. Yeah. High quality t-shirts.
Shout out to RotoWear.com.
You see me rocking the shirts on the videos and stuff like that.
Where'd you get that?
RotoWear.
That is courtesy of RotoWear.
It's just the highest quality of shirt.
Yeah, I really like the baseball designs you got here.
The shirt is beautiful.
Everybody who I've talked to who has the shirt basically says they can't believe how good the quality is.
Yeah, Ken, I've seen you. You've been getting a lot of love. You said you've been only running for a little over a month.
CBS guys are tweeting out shirts. I'm seeing fantasy personalities everywhere digging this guy's shirt.
I love the Run DFS shirt.
It comes with baseball cards with all the different shirts on it.
RotoWear on Twitter. Check out RotoWear.com.
Oh, my God. Is this shirt making love to me right now? Like, what's going on? I love this shirt.
This is Adam Nutter.
And this is Greg Trout.
And we're Nerds with Words, and you are listening to the BS Podcast Network.
All right, so let's start with the quarterbacks. We're not going to obviously we're not going to go through all the quarterbacks. I'm just like, you know, I'll just throw out a couple names and let me know what you think about them. Like, where do you see Tom, you know, you asked me if I'm a Patriots fan cuz I'm from New England. Where do you see Tom Brady in the draft?
So what round you asking Tom Brady?
Yeah, where do you think Tom Brady would go?
You know what? That's a big question with quarterbacks. Now, there's top four quarterbacks you want to draft early. Those quarterbacks, and again, are in this order. You definitely want to secure Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Andrew Luck, and Drew Brees. Those are the top four quarterbacks. Yeah. So you can grab these. That depends on how the league weights the point system. Now let's go standard 4 points per touchdown. You know, I would probably grab a top four quarterback as early as the fourth round. Now, I'm in the Instagram Experts League, which is a league full of the top Instagram accounts in regards to following and interaction. And I was very fortunate to get Andrew Luck in the sixth round. So
yeah.
You want to see, I mean, there's some question marks with injury. I get it, but you should be fine with Andrew Luck, you know, as early as the fourth or fifth round. I'm crazy like that. I like to secure that and anchor my team one of the top four quarterbacks.
Yeah. Do you think Matt Ryan will have a similar season as last year?
I think he won't. I think he hit his ceiling. I don't think he's going to do as good as he did last year. I still think he's going to have a great season, just not as inflated as last year.
Yeah. All right. So let's go to running backs. So obviously you said David Johnson and obviously Bell from Pittsburgh will be the top two guys. That'll probably go really fast.
Right.
And then you mentioned Cook. Who's another favorite guy that you see in that list?
Oh, man, I'm really picky with my running backs. I want to make sure that I secure a solid running back with minimal committee. And if you guys play fantasy, if you're listening to this, I can't emphasize this enough. Minimal committee, meaning I don't want anybody else are stealing touches. I understand Dalvin Cook's got Latavius Murray, but he should emerge past them. So I really like Devontae Freeman. He's got Coleman there, but he's been consistent throughout the years. I like guys like Dalvin Cook. There's not too many running backs that you can get. I'm really high on Todd Gurley this year for many reasons. He follows the Cuddy system now. One of the things was consistency we talked about. Last year, he kind of fell off. I get it. But remember, he was really inflated going into the season, so the expectations were ridiculous. He didn't meet those expectations, right? But he still put up solid RB2 numbers, safe numbers every week. This year, they've improved the O-line. Now they've got Sammy Watkins downfield. He's going to stretch the field a little bit. He's going to have more opportunity to run. I think Gurley has a great season this year, and he's another guy that we want to target.
Yeah, I actually enjoyed watching him play.
Right, he's great.
Yeah. All right, so wide receivers next. I mean, wide receivers are a handful. You can go from, you know, anywhere between Antonio Brown to – you know, Beckham.
Right. I mean, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
There's a couple receivers that really I like this year that could really stand out. Definitely Antonio Brown. That's a key must. A lot of people high on AJ Green. There's one thing about AJ Green I want to make a note. I'm always questionable. Like, I'm always questioning any player that's, you know, a veteran player coming off any type of injury who's already hit his ceiling. Now, A.J. Green, great years, high years, phenomenal numbers. He's coming off an injury, and, you know, he's older now. I mean, I'm not saying he's going to have a bad year, but all I'm saying is just be careful. I mean, Jamaal Charles last year is a perfect example. Now, it might be different because it's running back, wide receiver, but Jamaal Charles, people were high on the fact that he's going to be the same Jamaal Charles. Came back off injury, aging running back, didn't work out too well for Jamaal. So just be careful with A.J. Green, but there's a couple receivers that I really like, and one of them is Martavis Bryant, who's actually back in my podcast and my brand. He's endorsing my brand this year, and I'm really high on him. He's going to come back this year. He is he's elite talent, this guy, I'm telling you.
Have a question for the Man Cave Chronicles? Tweet them now at the MCC Podcast.
Steven here, co-owner of the BS Podcast Network. I really hope that you're enjoying this podcast that you're listening to. It is on the BS Podcast Network. Speaking of the BS Podcast Network, why don't you head on over to patreon.com/BS Podcast Network and donate something. Donate $1, you can get our bonus episodes. Donate $3, you can get some stickers. $5, $10, $15, we have a whole bunch of really cool things that can go straight to you, straight to your doorstep, if you give us a little bit of that sweet cash. And this money, it's not going in my pocket. It's not going in anybody's pocket. It's going right back to this podcast and other podcasts just like it on this network. When we reach a certain amount of money, I believe it's $200, we're going to start helping our podcast fund their fees so they don't have to put any money out of their pockets either. So if everybody out there who's listening to this just donates $1, maybe a little bit more, that means these shows can keep on going with no threat of putting anyone in the poorhouse, which nobody wants, ever. So please go to patreon.com/BS Podcast Network and throw down just a few dollars. Thank you, and enjoy the show.
What are your thoughts about, again, I'm asking only because I'm a Patriots fan, Brandon Cooks? Do you see him having big numbers in New England? Do you see him? Here's the weird thing about, because, you know, like I said, I follow the Patriots and everything. Their offense spreads out so much, so you don't know who's going to score every week.
Right.
So do you think Cooks is going to get more like double teamed and stuff like that, so he won't be touching the ball as much?
Well, you said it the best. I mean, you just explained it right there. I'm going completely against the grain. I would not touch Cooks on my team. That team is stacked, and they got running backs to catch. Forget the receivers. The running backs alone catch the ball pretty well. Brady does like to spread the ball around. Then you add Malcolm Mitchell. Then you add Hogan. Then you add Edelman. Then you add Gronkowski. Like, I mean, you're going to have games where Cooks is going to go off, probably have 2 touchdowns a game. But then you're going to have games where he might have, like, 2 catches, right? You don't know. To me, I don't like that situation. There's way too much talent on that team to pinpoint Cooks and have him as a solid. Remember the Cuddy system?
Yeah.
Depth chart? Too much going on. Stay away from Cooks.
Does it remind you a little bit of when Randy Moss was in New England?
You know what? I got to ask that question quite a bit. I don't think he's going to be the next Randy Moss. Not at all. The game's changed, I feel. I don't know. I just feel that, you know, now he's just utilizing way more players. It's not going to be as predictable. Now with fantasy being implemented, I think it's going to change the game a little bit. Instead of just going like Jerry Rice, Joe Montana, Jerry Rice. No, they spread the ball around now a lot more, and they don't want to be predictable. So I think everyone else is going to get their fair share of touches. And, I mean, Hogan, if you've seen him, he's a deep threat.
Yeah.
I'd be using these guys. You're not paying these guys to warm the bench for you. I know some other teams do that, but, I mean, these guys are good.
Yeah. All right. So tight ends. Here's the one question that I have. I've been reading articles. You know, I haven't done any mock drafts yet. I've just been doing research and everything, and everybody's saying – stay away from Gronk. How do you feel about that?
Again, same type of situation with the Patriots. I'm staying away from Gronk. He's going to put up steady numbers for a tight end, but the problem with Gronk is he goes very early in drafts. That's a big issue. I'm not wasting my pick on a tight end that's got all these question marks written all over him in a major, major wide receiver committee. Forget it. You're paying too high for Gronk. Stay away. Draft a tight end later on. I mean, my friend Brian, the matchmaker in the podcast, he's all about drafting the tight end a little earlier, not so much Gronk, but even get like a Rudolph mid round, stuff like that. I wait right to the end. The heck with it. I'll grab a Jack Doyle or an O.J. Howard or someone like that later on.
Yeah. Who's your favorite tight end? Who do you think will go first? Greg Olsen, like always?
Oh, man, I think the best tight end, if you look at my rankings at ffcounselor.com, I like Kelce, I like Olsen, and then I'm going Gronk.
Yeah. Yep, that's what I have. I have it on your – I have your website open, too. All
right. Right.
Yeah. And pretty much for – how do you feel about, like, defensive kickers? Are those, like, two positions where you could just drop those every week and pick somebody up? How do you feel about those positions?
Well, I don't like doing that too much. I like to get a top 4 or 5 defense that did well statistically the last year. But the problem is I don't like to get them too early. I don't put too much weight on them. So what I'll do is I'll pretty much fill pretty much my whole team in regards to positions, minus defense and kickers. And then what I'll do is I'll stash some of these elite talent rookies that could potentially break out. I would probably put 2 or 3 of them on my bench. Then I'm going to start looking at a defense. If I see that some of the top defenses are still there, I might scoop up like a Houston or Seattle or something like that. But I don't put too much weight on the defense and the kickers.
Yeah. All right. So is there anything else you want to tell the listeners about the draft coming up?
I mean, study, do those mock drafts. I mean, listen to my podcast. It's the full solution. It's going to help you guys. I promise you. I got to tell you, Elias, that not one person has messaged me saying, Joe, because of you, I've lost my league. I get nothing but reviews, rave reviews from people that follow my stuff. Remember, I helped this lady last year. She was in a league with her husband and all his friends from work. And I think it was a 12-team league. And she won it because she was listening to my stuff. And she crushed everybody in the league. I mean, listen to my podcast, study, do mock drafts, and just stay on top of the news, waiver wire pickups, stay sharp, and dominate your league. Yeah.
What other websites do you recommend to study up on? Like, what are your favorite ones?
I mean, just, there's, like, I don't really want to mention too many because everyone's got different preferences, but just look up stats. I mean, some of these top sites are promoting stats. So just go back and look at stats from some of these top sites, just, you know, fantasy football stats, and pick one that you like. There isn't a real preference for me.
Yeah. And how can the listeners find you on Instagram, Twitter, and your podcast?
Super easy. I'm not too active as much on Twitter now. I should be a little bit more, but I'm more of an Instagram guy. You can simply find me at Fantasy Football Counselor. Just type in Fantasy Football Counselor on Instagram. And also, we've got a private group, Eliza. I don't know if you've joined yet, but if you go to Facebook,
I just clicked on it tonight to join it.
Nice. You're in the group. Yeah, it's been booming. I've been pushing it the past 3 weeks. And I'm telling you, we're up to, like, I think 1,300 members already. It's been booming. Simply go to Facebook, search Fantasy Football Counselor No Fluff. That's Fantasy Football Counselor No Fluff. Join the community there. I'm telling you guys, great community. People post their mock drafts. It's awesome.
All right. And then your podcast?
And, of course, the podcast, yes. You can find us on iTunes at Fantasy Football Counselor. And if you have Android, you can go to Stitcher and search Fantasy Football Counselor. Make sure you guys subscribe. I'm also on YouTube. Just getting into YouTube. I was kind of dodging the whole YouTube thing. But because I'm more of an Instagrammer, but I like YouTube now. We're on there at Fantasy Football Counselor also, and you can catch the podcast there.
All right. Joe, I want to thank you for coming on.
Maybe
you can be a weekly 10-minute guest, and we can talk football throughout the football season.
I can talk football all day, every day, 10 hours a day. The only time I talk football is when I'm sleeping. In that case, I'm just dreaming about fantasy football. So I can't get away from it.
Right,
end zone bound, and it is a touchdown.
Well, look at the catch. As he tried to control it, make sure he didn't lose it. This is an amazing acrobatic effort. The quarterback is hurt. Roethlisberger
fell on his shoulder.
Ball is out. Shazier had it for a moment, and now it's picked up by Cockrell. Ben Roethlisberger trots onto the field. Roethlisberger has the first down. Brown, the Steelers have come back behind Roethlisberger, re-entering the game and driving them with the aid of penalties to the game-winning field goal.
Wilson on that roll, throws, caught, touchdown.
Doug Baldwin. Four-man rush. Pass caught. Udo down the sideline. He goes. And out of bounds at the 20-yard line. Broke away from Chancellor. McDermott is the snapper. And the kick is no good. Wow. Go figure. No good. Not even close.
There's no way to practice the pressure of a game-winning playoff field goal.
Well, he got him again, Joe.
He got him again. Gruden was trying to call timeout, didn't get it. End zone. Pass is caught for the touchdown. Cousins for the touchdown. Spread him out and walk it in. Here's a toss to Starks running.